Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
You got the big beard, I got the big balls. Let's go, baby. You know what? Judging by some of the food that I've seen in England, chicken nuggets every single day, not a bad alternative. Sun is watching the bum bum. My opinion's changed slightly.
Mama.
I would breastfeed on them titties until I was 50. I have never wanted to represent a school more in my life than the or the Christian University of Michigan Cardinals.
I get not liking Clemson, but I could never be cheering Go Cox.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of face of grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
Got them sticky lips?
I do. I don't put chapstick on, but I keep some resin on these lips on the reg. You know what I mean?
Mm, yeah.
Look at
it. I mean, People didn't have to pay for that kiss.
They didn't. And you know what? We got a couple candles on the website. We might even have a couple ass cheeks on the OnlyFans before the end of this. You never know. We were talking about making money. Let's do this thing.
Let's do it. Check it out.
Beards and balls. You got the big beard. I got the big balls. Let's go, baby.
It would be a ton of money for anybody to have to pay for them to cross paths. One, because we are a very long ways away, and two, I don't really want this beard near those balls. I don't know what kind of treatment you do on the balls, but I put a lot of money into this beard, and I have to imagine you don't put a lot of money into those balls, but what came out of those balls is costing you a lot of money.
This is true. Honestly, what I'm envisioning is just you, like, my nuts just being nestled in your beard, and it just looks like a bird's nest, and we got like an American eagle just nestling down, looking over my two testes, just being, oh my God, that would be fucking majestic.
Yeah, for you. Yep, I'm sure. I don't know how majestic it is for me, but I don't know. Is it weird? I mean, I wouldn't feel your balls on my beard because hair doesn't have feelings.
But you'd forever know that when people are touching your beard, they're also touching my nuts.
They'd be like, oh, what's in your beard? What scent is that? Is that from Copper John's? No, it's scent of de Euben.
That's it. Mmm. A little bit of Parmesan. Mmm. Mm-hmm. Smegma. Yes.
Oh, he must eat a lot of seafood. No, actually, he doesn't. He has the palate of a 12-year-old. It's pretty much chicken nuggets and ketchup.
My daughter's boyfriend joined us on this little trip that we went on. You know, it was...
That's a weird segue when we were talking about your balls, and then you said you went to that.
Well, you're talking about a chicken finger palate. So this is where this comes... Yeah, see this? There's always a segue. Okay. I didn't see his nuts. Not yet. It's
good.
Every place that we went to, this kid got chicken strips. And I'm just like, I was like, hey, man, do you not like a lot of things? He goes, no. And I was like, well, you know, is there a restaurant that you want to go to that you wouldn't eat chicken strips normally at? And he was like, not really. And I was like, are you bored yet? I mean, this kid ate nothing but chicken. And even on our way home, he had never tried Raising Cane's or whatever. He's like, I really want to try those chicken strips. And I'm like, motherfucker, you want more chicken strips? Like, sure. So we went out of the way, get this kid some more fucking chicken strips because he hadn't had enough. I counted 5 fucking meals this kid had chicken strips in a row.
5?
Even at night. Or except for breakfast. Guess what he ate?
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and fucking waffles. That's what I was like, this motherfucker likes some chicken. Like every meal had chicken. Guess what we have? Chickens. What? I don't think he's in it for the daughter. I think he's like, damn, family's got like 2 dozen chickens. They're wealthy in his eyes. Think about that. He's like, I could eat forever.
I wonder if that's got to be some kind of disorder, like an eating disorder. Or, you know, there's a phobia, not a phobia. What's the word I'm looking for? There has to be a name for whatever he, there's a diagnosis, I think, for everything. He's got to have something.
It's so I have, you know, with my palate, it's some kind of like sensory thing. I forget. There's a specific name for it, and I forget. My wife always tells me, and I, you know me, I don't listen. So but she's like, yeah, it's this. So my daughter used to be the same way. She still is like, she eats more vegetables than I do, but still, some of the things like applesauce, soggy cereal, or
ooh,
can't do it.
Ooh. Can't do it. Huh. So apparently, I was trying to find something real quick, but the only thing I saw was an article of November 8, 2021, so a couple of years ago. A tween has eaten nothing but chicken nuggets her entire life.
That's wild.
That's not great parenting. Not that I'm like a parenting expert, but apparently, yeah, Jessica Thompson, 11 at the time, so right around 14 or so now, broke a 10-year streak of only eating chicken nuggets due to her struggle with the avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, ARFID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Her obsession with breaded chicken bites began when she was 18 months old, according to her mom. They're from England. Apparently, makes her sense. Phobia is a mystery.
You know what? Judging by some of the food that I've seen in England, chicken nuggets every single day, not a bad alternative. Not
beans and toast. Beans and toast, I'd smash. I'd crush it. That can't be good for you. I mean, they had therapists. They had hypnotherapists. They've had doctors. They had all this stuff to try to help with the ARFID. I'm still not really sure what that is.
I've seen it. There's a whole, I don't know. There's just, I've seen some people who said that they eat like macaroni and cheese every single day. Have you seen like those shows where they talk about people's like weird like disorders? And like there was this one lady was eating laundry detergent. There was a lady eating her own mattress. Well,
that was a whole trend.
She was just laying in bed.
Kids were eating Tide Pods.
That was fucking
Let's bring in the food daddy expert on this one. I feel like this is a good conversation. The one, the only, Brandon J. McDermott. What's up, brother? We were, this is a perfect segue because we were talking about food and something that I'm pretty sure you don't have.
Not anymore. I ate it all. So it's
no, we were talking about, apparently there is an ARFID, which is an avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, because there was somebody, there was like a 10 or an 11 year old in England that ate nothing but chicken nuggets for 10 years and the mother from 18 months until almost 11.
And so now they can't eat food? Well, I don't understand.
And that was they couldn't before, apparently. And I was just looking up. So apparently avoidant resistant food intake disorder, according to it, is a fairly new eating disorder. Children are extremely selective eaters and sometimes have little interest in eating food. They may eat a limited variety of preferred foods, which can lead to poor growth and poor nutrition.
I think we've all kind of experienced that as parents. I mean, a little bit. I mean, especially when you get to that 2 and 3 year old, my kid just wants to eat mac and cheese and fucking chicken nuggets, and that's it.
Yep.
Hot dogs, hot dog wrap, turkey wrap, hot dog wrap, which is basically a hot dog, a slice of cheese, and a tortilla. Mac and cheese. She loves my crab dip that I make on the smoker, but other than that, she doesn't want to eat anything except for that shit.
Brandon, the mic is a little bit quiet. I don't know if you can maybe just turn it up a little bit. Por favor. And yeah, I actually, our youngest has a little bit of this, and I'm going to bust this out at dinner tonight because she doesn't love a lot of foods. And actually, it's to the point where when she does try some new foods, she physically sometimes throws up from trying something new. Like the other day, she had chicken noodle soup right before she got super, super sick and blames chicken noodle soup for getting the flu and fevers and stuff like that. But just couldn't do it.
I taught myself how to throw up when I would eat like broccoli as a kid. And now maybe it's I don't know. How's the mic now though?
It's louder.
Good.
Yep, for sure. Whenever I was a kid, there were certain foods to where steak again, I didn't eat steak until I was in my 20s. I didn't enjoy it. I would sit there, I would try, and I'm just like, just this thought of just chewing on meat. I don't know what it is. It just, even now, even to enjoy it, I'm just like, this is okay. I enjoy it, but not, I haven't had a steak probably in 5 months.
Well, I'll add to that. And I don't think it's the same for me, but I'll say this is when I was a kid, my fucking parents or whoever's cooking steak couldn't cook a steak to save their life. It was always well done. Same with the pork chops. Like it was always so well done that it was, cause it was worried about 165. That's what we were always told. It was so well done that the protein's breaking down and becoming gritty in your mouth.
Yes. Yep.
And so I hated meat like that. Give me a hamburger, but you give me a steak. Until I was older, I didn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents didn't use meat thermometers. They weren't the cool thing to do. So they just were to kind of go to bat for them. They didn't have the internet where they could just Google or, bust open an Alexa or one of those Google Home or something and be like, hey, when is this done? You know what I mean? And I know my parents never owned a cookbook. Or never, obviously wasn't a thing. So they just either microwave something, threw it on the grill, said, hey, this should be done. Cut it open a little bit. And then you're like, nope, needs a couple more minutes. Then they were probably having some beers and a couple more minutes turned into way too long. And it was just like, you're eating this.
We think about our parents or stepdads or whomever who are, they're the chefs. They're in front of the grill. They're the grill master. I remember watching not thinking anything of it at the time, but watching my stepdad grill hamburgers, and he's like pattying the burgers down, smashing all the, you don't do that. Like you let it cook, you flip it once, you don't smash it down. That's all the juice and flavor going away from it.
Yep.
So,
but too, at the time, growing up, I didn't watch a ton of TV, but a little bit, but it didn't seem like there was even a ton of cooking shows. And maybe there was, it seemed, obviously, there was some Sports Center, there was this and that, but it didn't even seem that there was a ton of cooking shows that maybe they were going to sit down and learn some shit. There probably was, but.
Speaking of which, and Euban, I didn't want to hijack what you wanted to jump on here, but back in the day, back in our day, we're all about the same age within about 5 years of each other. Mm-hmm. Cooking shows were on public media. It was Jan Can Cook. It was that Creole guy. I guarantee you, a little onion, that guy. I mean, it was all these cooking shows, Julia Child and all these folks. It was on public TV. There was no Food Network. Food Network didn't happen until the late 90s, early 2000s. And then it kind of blew up. But when we were a kid, it wasn't that way in the 90s.
No.
Well, have you guys seen the TikToks too, talking about the parents' perspective of not having picky eaters? Because there was this one lady who was like, I'm really tired of my kids always eating chicken nuggets and stuff. And this lady stitched it and she goes, hold up. She goes, embrace the chicken nugget kids. Embrace the kids who want to eat simple meals like that. And they go, you know how expensive it is to have kids who like sushi? 8 and 10-year-olds who want trout? They want lobster, for Christ's sake. She goes, enjoy the pizza. Enjoy chicken nuggets. And I'm like, when you put it in that perspective, I'm like, okay. She's like, it is exhausting. She goes, when we just want something simple, they want this extravagant shit. I forget all the other examples, but I'm just like, never got to experience that at all.
Yeah, because you're not going to eat it yourself. But then it kind of goes with there. The kids and myself, every once in a while, I'll let them pick something on the TV when we're cooking or whatever. And they've been watching this Next Level Chef Juniors that's apparently been around forever. And these kids from 8, 9, 10, all the way, I think, 12 or 13, are cooking these elaborate meals, and I'm thinking, shit, you know what they probably eat at home every night? They eat when they want to cook and they want to eat, like you said, probably $100-something meal when you start to add the lobster, add this and add that. It's like, I guess that's not a bad thing every once in a while. Like our youngest will be like, can I just have some peanut butter toast?
See, that's my oldest too. She's like, can I have a bowl of cereal? Literally for every meal. I'm like, hey, what do you want? She's like, ah, I could probably smash a bowl of cereal. And I was like, can anything else? And you know, she's like, maybe some toast. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
it's a crazy, crazy thing to, I guess, think about, those damn kids. But hey, imagine this. This is a weird segue. This isn't about our kids, but it does involve a kid and a mom. Have you guys ever heard of, and if you don't want to admit it, it's okay. I didn't know this. I would admit it if I did. But apparently in Brazil, there's a contest called Miss or Mrs. Bum Bum. I don't know if you've heard of this, but Mrs. Bum Bum apparently is into some spicy content, which, whatever, but has an unusual camera person. I don't know if you've heard of this or not. The camera person is her son. And this has been all over the internet. There's been some other podcasts that I listened to that were discussing it. And I'm going to pull it up here. But yes, Mrs. Bum Bum has her son recording her OnlyFans.
The son is watching the bum bum? What the fuck?
I'm not trying to okay anything that's happening, but I think there is definitely a difference between running camera for your mom in a bikini and running a camera for your mom doing anything else beyond that. How about that?
Yeah. It's
I don't think I'd feel comfortable doing any of that, but I'm just saying, like,
I don't even like taking pictures with my mom now, just at all. Just like selfies, like photos, just together, family gatherings. I'm like, you think if she puts on a bikini, it's like, you want to take a picture? I'd be like, get the fuck out of my house. Never again. I wouldn't invite her over for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, nothing.
Who told you it was okay to put this on?
I was like, you know, I would do everything. Like, they're like, hey, don't fat shame. I would fat shame my mom. I would age shame my mom. I'd be like, hey, you're a woman too. Everything. I'd be sexist. I would knock out the whole bingo card. I would black it out. I would do everything possible.
This is there's a ton of articles on this. The one that I pulled up was from rock929rocks.com, creative name. Andressa Urach. I don't really know how to, Urach. Urach. I don't know how to, is a former Miss Bum Bum and current Instagram and OnlyFans model who has help from a very bizarre source, her son. And it says her son Arthur, in a recent Q&A, apparently was a little bit of a slip-up, admitted that he was the one responsible for taking some of the hot photos of his mom that's been posted online. When asked about it, he confirmed his photography, but only not only that, but video skills, that he's pretty badass with pictures.
How old's his son again?
I'm assuming old enough. I would say low 20s. Let me see if it says it in the article. All right, apparently, it was said that most people would be uncomfortable helping their mother create such content, but Arthur doesn't seem to mind it. The mother and son definitely have a strange relationship. In addition to filming and shooting content, they can be seen partying together in nightclubs.
Roll Tide.
Yeah. There's definitely some weird shit going on there.
18-year-old. Let me see here. This says, of course, that opened the floodgates for anyone and everyone with an opinion about if it's okay for an 18-year-old to shoot adult content involving a 35-year-old mother. That's fucked up.
Nope.
It definitely is. There's some weird stuff going on there, man. Weird stuff. Side note, lady charges $50 a month, it looks like, for her OnlyFans. Fuck out of here. Who do you think you are?
Damn. So you're charging... Only the son gets the family discount.
Family discount? I mean, discount.
I was going to try to show if there's a picture of the son. There's obviously lots of pictures of said mother. There's even, she wins the competition. And
I wonder if he's taking any selfies. Hey, look, I'm with my mom.
That is so twisted. That is disgusting.
He's just getting his mom a double donger for her like Mother's Day. Like, hey. Thought you could use this, you know, next time. The fuck?
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, I haven't read overly into it, anything that I've heard of. Not saying that this is any better. I don't know if it's the actual, like, if there's, you know, anything sexual going on, like the mom and dudes and stuff like that for the content, but still having to take whatever your mom is doing, wearing, or not wearing in the pictures and videos is disgusting enough. But I guess it would be, in my opinion, even worse and more disgusting if there was some of that going on. Ugh. Teen son, you know, spotted in hotel. So apparently they got caught at a hotel filming racy content. Let me see. This is an article by dailystar.co.uk. Yeah, they admitted last month that her 18 is in charge of it.
Her son's
her eldest son. So apparently, hopefully he doesn't get too old, and then they have some kind of younger one or something.
There's a family business.
Jesus. This is a picture of the woman and apparently the son. Again, I'm not sure who this dude is. Maybe. But yeah, that's
her son's the guy with the neck tattoo.
Yep.
My opinion's changed slightly.
Mama.
I would breastfeed on them titties until I was 50. Yes. Go ahead and mark that one.
I mean, they're even apparently, according to this article, again, by the dailystar.co.uk, they're just seen getting some massages together. Just some best buddies.
Ugh. Mom's hot, though. Bum-bum's got it going on.
Got the bum-bum on the mum-mum.
That's right. Mum-mum's got a bum-bum.
Huh. Apparently, though, there was a custody fight. Because apparently he has been doing this stuff since he was 16, this article says. Arthur, who has been emancipated since he was 16, recently sparked more controversy when they were partying together in a nightclub. The ex-husband apparently gained full custody of the other son, who is, almost two years old. So mom kept the older one, dad, her ex-husband got the younger one, and apparently the mother and son did have to leave the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God in 2015, if anybody was wondering.
Keep it up. You're going to have to leave the universe.
That's unbelievable.
Speaking of a little bit of religion, did you guys see the Christian's University of Michigan's t-shirts that they rolled out apparently a few years ago?
No.
So just, you know, the acronym Christian University Michigan. So it would, and they're the Cardinals. And so it would literally say, Cardinals, just right on the shirt, and it just be big bold letters. Just
it is very big. It is very bold.
Yes. So I have never wanted to represent a school more in my life than the or the Christian University of Michigan Cardinals.
Don't think they made the tournament this year, but interesting.
There's also a Central University of North Texas. They make coffee mugs.
And I bet you they do pretty well.
Yep. There's a lot of them. So if you're looking for some more, I know you guys like to collect different hats and everything else. May I suggest one of those two universities as your next collection?
I mean, I would rock a hat from either of those.
What's awful is the school mascot that my kids go to are the Cardinals, so I can't wear that at all.
No. That's not going to be probably very welcomed at school events.
This one chick posted a TikTok about it. She's like, I love wearing this to the grocery store.
Maybe Miss Bum Bum and her son will enroll in this college and be honorary members and get some kind of degree. I was looking for the mug. I didn't find the mug. That's okay, though. But the nostalgia of the hats and stuff like that, like back in the day, the big one that people wore around here was Fordham University, because it said FU. And it was just, you know, the old traditional with the line, the FU. And then the other one was the Cox, the Gamecocks. For a while, they were just selling the hats that said Cox, go South Carolina. And a lot of those, like, kind of older style hats are starting to make their way back, the older style crew neck shirts and stuff like that. And you're seeing a lot of those, like FU, and I'm not sure if there's a lot of cock shirts out there, but South Carolina women just out there doing work.
I think I have them winning the tournament
for the women.
I've got some South Carolina friends, and I tell them, I'm like, dude, I get not liking Clemson, but I could never be cheering Go Cox. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and speaking of these universities, and Brandon, and you know, you joining us as well, I do have to send a 2 hour away. Fuck you for me just picking Nebraska to go a decent ways because I believed in Tama. What the hell was his name? Oh, I watched him play a little bit.
Keisei Tamanaga.
Tamanaga, yes. Tamanaga. And I was like, okay, McDermott. I was like, you know what?
Well, that's,
I was like, look, let me tell you, I'll go ahead. As a, I'll let Nebraska just roll on through. Fuckers.
Well, let me know. Why didn't you reach out? You got my number. You could have texted me. I could have told you, listen, as a lifelong Nebraska fan of a team who's never won an NCAA tournament, who lost as a 3 seed in 1991, lost as a 6 seed in 1994 at two teams that were like really good, beat Kansas back then for the conference tournament 94.
Appreciate
Nebraska
that.
Has always been a letdown as a basketball team. This was literally didn't win the conference tournament. I know we're not trying to get into sports, but didn't win the conference tournament, finished like fourth. This 23 win team was the third best team in the history of Nebraska basketball. That's nuts. Like that shows you how bad the team has been historically. That it's
the
best team since 94.
So they're fun to watch when they were making shots.
Well, they play this brand that's shoot a lot of threes, play aggressive defense. That is as fun as it gets. You know, a team that's just throwing up threes and playing double teaming on defense. I mean, love to see it, but what generally happens is Nebraska, whenever they play a team, they have a historic night for some reason on like threes. Creighton beat the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M had the best game of their season. Usually when you score 83 points in a game, Nebraska scored that much, you win. And A&M was just on it for whatever reason. But never bet on Nebraska in sports, my dude. That's something that we know as fans. That's why when Matt's like, hey, should I bet on Nebraska? I'm like, I don't know, dude. I don't think so.
Dude, I don't know. I knew I should have went, you know, I should have went against my better judgment. But I mentioned
I had
that,
winning the first game, too, for the record, but.
I think I had him winning like two in a row. I had him going pretty far. It was disgusting. I again, my mistake. I can only blame myself. But
clearly,
I was telling Matt that, you know, I had this my daughter's boyfriend tag along for this little weekend trip thing, and he's really big into trading cards, and he really enjoys that, and he likes sports memorabilia. So the entire time he was like, "Hey, I really really want to go check out this store," and I was like, "Okay, you know, it's fine." And he's been trying to bond with me too because, you know, he's got to like the girlfriend's dad, trying to win him over, you know. And so he's talking to me the entire time about March Madness. And I was like, all right, dude, okay, cool. I was like, I don't talk to anybody else about this besides, you know, you guys. So I was like, let's talk. And we were talking about basketball, and I asked him, I was like, hey, you're young. I was like, who's the greatest basketball player of all time? And he's like, oh, easy. And I was like, He's like, Steph Curry. And I was like, oh, motherfucker. I was like, come on, really? And so – while we were at this card shop, there was this replica championship Golden State ring that had Curry on the side of it and everything. And I was like, what do you think of this? He goes, oh, that's badass. He goes, I can't afford something like that. It was like $30, you know, which is, you know, 500 to, you know, it's kids nowadays, whatever. But
yep.
I was like, all right, you know, hey, I got you. I was like, thanks for, you know, at least talking some sports so I didn't have to hear about all this other shit. And it's, again, I'm in Branson. I hate country music. I'm in fucking hell. This is all I hear is a mandolin going by every time, which I could be a slut for a mandarin sometimes, but.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fucking 24/7 and being surrounded by it. Holy moly.
Yeah, sounds terrible.
Well, I will say this. This has now become a sports show. At least he said Steph Curry. I mean, there's some... there. If you're just a stats guy, Steph Curry's the best shooter in the history of basketball.
And that's why I told him, too. I was like, I will say that he is the greatest shooter of all time. I was I will say that.
At least he didn't say LeBron.
I gave my wife the side. I go, if he says fucking LeBron, like, I was like, we will throw this bitch out the car. Like, this is, they're breaking up.
Here's the argument that you bring. As we grew up in the 90s, Jordan guys, I assume. If you're not Jordan, you're a bit Larry Bird. You're a, you know, Magic Johnson. You're a Kobe. I mean, you're somebody else other than LeBron, sort of getting at. Which, fine, great, whatever. I'm a Jordan guy because I was a Jordan fan when I was 8 years old. But the thing against LeBron is this, is, and I have his Sports Illustrated cover when he was in high school. Like, I've followed LeBron since he was a kid. He's the same age as us, same age as me, 38 years old. And my dude, I can't even like function after eating a whole pizza the next day, much less, you know, being able to go out and shoot 30 points a game. The guy is the most physically gifted athlete we've ever seen, and he's been able to have it the longest that we've ever seen. But as a Nebraska fan, I can tell you, being the most physically gifted doesn't mean that you're, or being the most talented team doesn't mean you're the best team ever. Everybody says Miami 2001 Miami, who had like 50 players go to the NFL, was the most talented team. 95 Nebraska football was the most talented team. They didn't have the most NFL players, but they dominated like none other, averaged 50 points a game, 500 and some odd, almost 600 yards a game, ran on people all year and didn't give up a holding penalty.
Wow.
All year long. So anyway,
that's impressive.
It's not always
that's
about wild. The most talented. It's about what you do on the field. Or
it's true.
It's crazy too. Like, I just pulled up and I said, let's see the most dominant players of the last decade, you know, of this decade or whatever. And obviously it has LeBron, which, you know, 3-time NBA champion, 3 times final MVP. But then you also have Steph Curry, 3-time NBA champion, 2-time MVP, NBA MVP. Then Durant, 2-time NBA champion, 2-time finals MVP, which, you know, and then you have Leonard, 2-time NBA champion, 2-time NBA finals MVP. And then you have James Harden, who they threw in there, no championships, 1-time NBA MVP, jumped around a lot, but because of a lot of the All-Stars or whatever. And then, you know, you're starting to get into the guy from the Bucks, Giannis.
And then even Tatum,
that I can't say.
Even Jason Tatum, like, he's starting to become, you know. And then Jokic, I can't pronounce his name. The guy from Denver, then Luka. I mean, all of them. It's just, I don't know. It's he was talking to me about Steph Curry, and I was like, man, kind of the way he was talking about how he idolized him. I was like, I think I'm a little bit younger than you guys, but so I liked Jordan, but I loved Kobe as well. I know Jordan was better than Kobe, but I was just a huge, huge. I loved Iverson too, just for the fact that he was actually just able to change the game the way that he did. But I really, really enjoyed watching Kobe, just because he was an asshole on the court too, and I just loved it.
No, that's the thing, is I loved about Kobe and Michael Jordan and Tom Brady. I wasn't a Tom Brady fan growing up by any means. Understand that, but I loved in them that they all had that killer instinct, and we can be best friends off the court. And Jordan wasn't necessarily this way, but the biggest asshole, and I'm the most talented, but if you're going to be on the court with me, you're going to have the expectation of you're playing with me. So you better raise up your level of talent to me. And I'm always going to rub it in your face and holding the grudges. Love it. Love it. Love it. Give me 100% of that, because I cannot stand this LeBron type play where it's always whining to the refs. It's always flopping. And this dude's a huge dude. So 6'8", something like that. Dude's not a small dude. You know? And that's what I enjoy above more than anything, is when an athlete can be like that. When an athlete's an asshole but can back it up, don't give a shit. Give it to me.
It's true. It's true. There's a
6'9". He's 6'9", which isn't that much taller than Jordan. Jordan was 6'6", but anyway.
Yeah.
Well, and Tom Brady too. I absolutely despised him for the longest time. I was like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, everybody hates Brady.
Fuck everybody. And yeah, and but honestly, towards the end, like once he went, like even I mean, towards the end of his career with the Pats, I was like, ah, it's fucking Brady. You know what I mean? Still hated him, but I was like, you have to acknowledge his greatness, you know. And then whenever he went to the Bucs and was able to, you know, go to the Super Bowl, not only beat Mahomes, but I mean, just at his age, I was like, we just got to fucking admire that we're watching this guy at this time. You know what I mean? It's like we got another Tiger Woods, another fucking Jordan. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's funny how you go from kind of hating it, like loving a team, to hating it because they're so goddamn good. You know what I mean? The Patriots, they started out kind of as the underdog, whether they beat the Rams, which people hated and loved, and just kind of how it cycles, you know? And now it's kind of the Chiefs. Everybody is starting to hate the Chiefs unless you're a Chiefs fan because they're so goddamn good. Like, how many people are really hating, like, the Jaguars and, you know, teams like that? In baseball, nobody hates the Pirates.
Well, as a Broncos fan, I'll definitely tell you I cannot stand the Chiefs. But utmost respect for Mahomes. Can't stand his tight end. I can't remember the kid's name off the top of my head.
Kelsey.
Can't stand him at all. Gronk was way better tight end, by the way. But Mahomes is the most talented quarterback that the football's probably ever seen. Just unbelievable.
It's good. It's unreal. What they're able to do under pressure. God damn.
Yeah.
That was sports talk brought to you. That was like, fun. What? You guys are getting some storms lagging out there, you said, Euban?
Yes. Yeah. I was just trying to see if the vibrations here was a, hey, get to the shelter, dumb fuck notification, but it wasn't.
No, wasn't. Well, that means in 2 days, whatever you're getting, we typically get, so... It's been shitty,
Tony gets one day after us.
We just got another snowstorm with wind. It was like 1 week it was 60 something, and then in the last 3 nights it's been like 12 at night, and we just got like a foot of snow. It's just fucking awesome. Now that it's officially like baseball softball season, and then up here we won't be able to play outside for another who knows how long because of the cold and the snow and all that shit.
Move.
Your weather is similar to mine, Euban, in that we get this as the Midwest, we get this, what we all like to call the yo-yo effect, the roller coaster of, is it spring? Is it winter? Is it spring? Is it winter? The last, since we had that like bad storm after Christmas for about 4 weeks or so, that was a lot of snow. But other than that, we've been babied and it's been 40, 50 degrees, 60 some weeks. So to have this is just like, we're getting a little rain, a little snow now. It's like, who knows?
It's the worst. You start to get some nice weather. You're like, cool, the sickness is going to go away. We can open some windows. It's going to be nice. And then all of a sudden, back to this shit. But we expect it. At least I'm assuming our weather is pretty much similar to you guys. But
and Brandon, you got some snow this weekend too, didn't you? Yesterday, the day before?
So we saw snow. We didn't get any accumulative snow. Northwest of us got a lot more. And there's more coming tomorrow and Tuesday. I don't know if you guys are going to get any, but in the North Platte to Valentine area, which is about 2 hours or so west of us, maybe 3 hours west of us, they're going to see some, maybe up to a foot of snow. We may see between 1 and 3, 1 and 4.
Fuck that.
And it's a joke, you know, second winter, right? You know, because like you're fooled that spring. Oh, spring started.
Can we quit trusting this fucking groundhog, like, for anything that he does? Like, honestly, between him and the weatherman, like, who's getting their shit? I mean, they're both inconsistent.
Yeah, I'm down with it. Let's get rid of it. I mean, the party's good. I'm sure it's great for the town in Pennsylvania that gets, like, a bunch of people that go there to see the shadow or not see the shadow. They party, and it's a good excuse to party through the night and whatever they do, but I'm over that little prick. His accuracy is not good. I think we've talked about it.
Bad track record.
I was Googling something just with the sports talk. And before I went and closed the article, there was this other ad, not to go back to sports talk, but apparently there was a headline that says transgender player injures 3 girls in high school basketball game that happened a month ago. A Massachusetts high school girls basketball team reportedly had to forfeit a game after a transgender player on the opposing team injured 3 of their players. Yikes. There's a video clip and stuff on YouTube I'm debating. Let's show it without We won't play it. It's from News Nation, so they are a very big account. I'm not going to play it, but I'll just show you the quick screen because we don't need News Nation coming at us. But apparently there was there. I'll try to find some quick pictures of it. But yikes, not a good look for the Massachusetts school, huh?
No. That did you see the Iowa State player that dropped 40? Went like 18 for 20 or whatever, like shot 90%. I was like, it was awful too, because the top comment on there, I'm laying in bed at this hotel room. Everyone's getting ready to go to bed. I just stepped down the deck, hit my Benjamin Danklin. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm laying in. By the way, I had to sleep on a fucking sleeper sofa. That's another thing I'm going to bitch about real quick. It was awful. She drops 40, right?
Ugh.
And so the top comment on there, I'm like, man, that's really awesome. Like, good for her. And they go, man, she's dropping 40 pieces on and off the court. And I go, God damn it.
And you're like, this one, some crooks nobody can stop because their last name is Crooks.
Oh, okay.
Twitter had like, a field day.
Crown the crowd. The thing that pisses me off the most is all anybody ever talks about is the most obvious thing. I mean, like, you go to Twitter, you go to Instagram, you can smell the comments, as they say, right?
Yeah.
She's a big girl. I'm a big guy. I'm almost 400 pounds. I get it. I'm fat. I didn't miss it. I've been through here the whole fucking process. I know I've gotten fat. Like, I remember each and every day. So like the whole fat thing, this girl's dropping 40 points on 90% from the field.
Exactly. Like, that's
only other person that ever did that was Bill Walton in the NCAA tournament in like 72 or something like that.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Have you seen the guy from North Carolina State? The old big boy. Dude, this guy is a monster. Let me show you here. Look at this guy, number 30.
Holy, that is a unit. Look at that guy.
And he's pretty agile. He doesn't exactly get up and down the court, but holy cow, is this guy a monster. And he is just funny. So towards the end of the game, I mean, he started kind of taking over, making a couple of shots, made some big free throws, stuff like that. And he was funny. I mean, he's running down the court, kind of giving the shush to the crowd. I mean, he's doing a little dance, a little shimmy. They interviewed after the game. He looked fun. Like, he looked like a guy, assuming he's 21 years old, or when he is 21, that I would love to have a beer with. Like, he looked like he would be a blast. Wouldn't want to be his parents. I had to feed them.
But he hangs out with Travis Kelce.
But if he does, I'd still hang out with him. I know Brandon wouldn't. I'm not a big fan of Kelce. Have you guys seen this? Holy shit. Have you seen this story? I'm pretty sure it's an older one. But there was a 52-year-old that went and played college basketball as a trans. And this person, I'm pretty sure, was Gabrielle Ludwig, was Robert Ludwig, which was a 50-year-old and an ex-Navy man, and went and played NCAA basketball at Santa Clara Community College. And dominated some women's basketball for a while, but at the time, 52 years old.
Still getting it at 52. I can't even run. I couldn't play half court right now. No joke. I would get winded within 2 minutes. Fuck that.
Yeah. 6'6".
This was back in 2013.
I was playing 34 minutes a game. But yeah, that's a tough person to stop in the post, kind of like that crook. Interesting. Yeah, the Twitter was eating that. Twitter was unreal. There was a lot more accounts that were kind of trying to go to the Iowa State players' kind of defense. You know what I mean? And like, she's bigger, but she's still running up and down the court. She's playing high level Division I basketball. Like, she probably could beat anybody in the comment section in a game of basketball.
Have you seen the Baylor cheerleader? I forget her name. If you look up Baylor cheerleader, it is a bigger girl too that is holding these grown ass women with like one fucking arm. She is a beast. I'm telling you, this girl is massive. She looks like she could play rugby against the biggest of the dudes.
She could play linebacker. What are you kidding me?
She's a look at them legs, dude. I'm telling you. Easily too. She's just sitting there, just nonstop. Like,
have you guys seen Brock Lesnar's daughter?
Yes.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's
spit image, just my like dudes. Him. Spit an image.
Oh, that's less than a wig.
Here we go. Here's a little TikTok video from We Need to Talk. Holy cow.
But like just unbelievable how, yes, age plays a factor, genes play a factor, but the training that goes into being an athlete, don't care if you're a cheerleader or anything, but to be an athlete able to do stuff like this. Holy smokes. Like it is intense. This isn't a let's practice once a week kind of a deal and play on Sunday. This is an every day you're practicing twice a day. If not,
yeah, look at them. This is, I'm assuming, practice just in an empty gym. Wow. Oh no, that, I guess there's a couple fans.
Insane.
Humphrey. Holy cow.
Wonder how much her OnlyFans is.
Dude, I was thinking, I was thinking too, I was like, man, she'd probably make a fucking killing just squeezing watermelons between them thighs. Just kidding.
Brandon's like, hold on. Give me a minute here. I'm going to do the research.
Pretty sure that's against NCAA sports violations. It's got to be, right?
OnlyFans conduct. Aren't a lot of these, isn't there all over the news about like volleyball players and all these stuff that are making money on that? I mean, with the NIL, they can make money. Can they not make money doing stuff like that?
Probably not at the Christian University of Michigan.
Probably not there. Probably not also with BYU. But I have to imagine, you know, Florida State, Oregon, Baylor, bigger schools like that. I'm not sure. I thought there was a thing where there was some, well, let's ask the Googles.
I remember was it the Wisconsin volleyball team? It was big fans of theirs for a good minute. Big fans.
Jesus.
Brandon's like, college athletes can earn money from their name, image, or likeness in the NIL on social media, including OnlyFans. And the value of the NIL deals can vary depending on an athlete's popularity, performance, and social media following. For example, a study from Captive 8 compared influencer benchmarks on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter with data on 312 student athletes and found that the student athletes received 2 times more engagement on Instagram, 5 times more on TikTok, and 12 times more. It says again on TikTok. So, but yeah,
that's wild.
Even athletes that have around 10,000 followers can actually profit from their social media followings. The NCAA has established guidelines and regulations to ensure fair compensation for student athletes. And it went to legislation, all this stuff. So apparently, according to Google and the AI overview experimental thing, they can make money on social media that does include OnlyFans.
The more you know.
The more you know. Brandon's like, I struck out. I don't know.
She's on Instagram, but that's it.
That's it?
Damn it.
Good for her having morals. Humphreys, if you guys are only listening, do yourself a favor. Pause this or open up another tab on that or continue to listen to us on your phone and check out Baylor Humphreys. Just an absolute must have on any cheerleading team. Is there like professional cheerleading or is college kind of the peak? And I'm not like trying to make fun of it. Like I'm just genuinely curious. You know what I mean? There's professional, a lot of sports. I know in our area at the high school level, they have made cheerleading an actual sport. Before it was kind of, you know, the cheerleaders would go to the games. They would do their cheering. They would do a couple of competitions at some stuff, but now it's an actual sport in the state of New York. And it's actually taken away from some basketball programs because, you know, these girls, they do get a lot of exercise, a lot of routine, you know what I mean? Between the lifting, the running, from what I'm being told, I've never gone through a cheerleading practice, but I know that they're getting some of them just as good, if not a better workout, I guess, being a part of the cheerleading and less stress or something. I don't know. They're having fun. So it's a New York State thing. And the high school that I went to, they just got to go to like Florida Universal Studios or something for a big competition. And I'm like, I'll tell you what, basketball, you don't get to travel really anywhere cool. You just get yelled at and run up and down the court and this and that. If you get a trip to Universal, it's kind of cool.
No, I just, the gang rivalry in Bring It On, just what that Run showed it. Me. Just like, hey,
I can't imagine what the drum line did like, to you then.
Oh, that was brutal. That made me leave marching band. Couldn't handle
did it. Really?
No, I just leave
marching band. Were you in marching band?
It was a requirement in middle school, and I left. I played the alto saxophone, baby.
Oh.
You know, I'll say this. We used to make fun of band kids until I realized, like, hey, some of those band kids spent a lot of time in camps and things like that, and there was a lot of time to do some crazy stuff.
That piccolo was and hidden
not by
forever.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Look there, what I can do.
Our school was so small, we didn't have a band. So all of these other schools, they talked about traveling and this and that. And of course, kids being kids, we were just like, well, okay, nerd. Go and enjoy your band. But like you, I mean, I know you were kind of kidding, but a little bit potentially serious. They do put in a ton of time. And what's even more tough, I think, on a lot of kids is nowadays they go to school all day. That's like having a job all goddamn day. You know what I mean? They go to school. Then you have the people that are athletes and band and in elsewhere. You got kids that are getting to school about 7:30 at night, not getting home till like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then trying to get some sleep, do some homework, getting to bed way too late, rinse, repeat, getting exhausted. And I'm like, that's a lot to expect from these kids these days. You know what I mean? Not to, you know, sound soft, or I don't even care if I sound soft, but it's like, let these kids be kids, you know? And this is kind of me being a guy that coaches a lot. I don't make these kids practice all the time. We practice maybe once a week. We go to these games. It's about, you know, playing and having fun, because I know these kids do 8,000 other things and they still need time to be a kid. Like, we had a basketball season. We played 50-something games, which is a lot. And then they're like, let's do more tournaments. Let's jump into this. Come on, we got to start pitching. No, we're taking a couple of weeks off. Let these kids be kids. And I just couldn't imagine these higher level kids, you know, these D1 prospects and stuff like that, how much time that they have to put in to, you know, the school, the gym, the, you know, working out, running, more this, more that. And that's only one sport half these kids are only allowed to play. Like,
that's, yeah, it's like, I know you and I talk about it a lot. We're like, hey, just getting home. It's 10 o'clock. Still got to do homework, baths, get them ready. You know, it's just, it's a lot, man. And especially if you're attending, like, you know, back in the day, my mom didn't, you know, come to shit, you know, maybe made it to one or two games. You know, we're making a commitment to go to almost every single, actually we have been to every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's like, man, you know, it's an hour and a half drive just to get there. You know, then you watch the sport, and it just, some of these events seems like it takes longer and longer. And you're like, you deal with the same parents who, you know, actually you just don't give a fuck about, but they're like, hey, how are you? Like, oh, everything's fine. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
I'm going to go down here. Why are you sitting by yourself? You come to hang and talk with us. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm just good. Like, if I'm setting up a, like a fold out chair away from everybody, it's for a point. One, I probably just hit the pin and smell a little stinky and I don't want to be obvious. Two, get the fuck away from
me. Away, just letting me sit there, watch the game, enjoy, staying away from those crazy parents that think that they need to yell and coach from the stands. And if there's any of you, just know that you're doing harm not only to your own kid, but the team itself. Let the coach, even if the coach isn't the greatest of coaches, just shut up. It is youth in high school sports. It's going to be okay. And if you didn't make it to the next level, or you didn't make it pro and you were so good, it's over with. Just let it go. It's going to be all right.
And some of these kids too, that archery coach of ours, she probably goes to the University of, you know, North Texas, whatever there, that Christian University, because she's a real see you next Tuesday sometimes. And this kid was really getting on her nerves. And she's like, and I didn't hear part of it, but she's like, hey, why don't you come say that to my face? And just starts, I was like, damn, girl. I was like, what could this kid have possibly said for you to like yell at him? Like, and especially in front of everybody. I was like, damn. And then, like, without hesitation, he's going to go, he's like, I'm going to call my mom and tell her that you touched me. I was like,
yikes.
I, of course, am no help. I bust out laughing immediately. And then immediately, like, the parents look at me. And I'm like, that's not my kid. Funny. That's not funny at all. I'm like, nope. End up buying that kid a toy. It was one of those, you know, stupid little Nerf ball things on the string that connects to your wrist that comes back and forth. That coach said specifically, she goes, none of you buy those stupid fucking things. Like, no, you're going to end up hitting somebody with it. No. As soon as he said that, left 5 minutes later, I'm getting popcorn. I see him. I was like, you want one of these things? He's like, I'm not so. Yes. Yes, I would actually like one of those. He got it taken away within 10 minutes. And she knew I bought it for him. No fucks given. That lady sucks.
That's a dangerous coaching sport, I feel like, to be an asshole. Like basketball, you're going to get potentially hit with an elbow if you're in practice, maybe get hit with a ball, whatever. Softball gets a little sketchy sometimes when I'm pitching because we don't have a screen, probably should have one. You get a line drive back. I'm still not too old where I can catch the ball. Not a big deal. But archery, I'd have to imagine this is coming from a guy that's never seen archery in person, you know, as a sport. It's not offered anywhere here. I'd have to imagine that could be a very dangerous potentially opportunity, like skeet shooting, whatever they call that, trap. Trap, yep. I know, is around here. Like, yikes. Oh, coach is over there. Maybe we get it with the it'll scare a little bit. Like, I'd be worried about that.
Skeet shooting meant something different whenever I was growing up. A skeet, skeet, skeet.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, this John's not little.
Yeah, it is. I mean, from what you've said.
It is. Big beefy ball, a small wiener. It's like a little cocktail party. It's nice.
Hey, you know, you're popular around Super Bowl time, right?
That's right. Exactly. Damn it. Oh, I got to stay off Twitter.
But you know what? I feel like there's no better time to say our goodbyes than that. I know we're pretty much at the hour. We're pretty close. We're all very busy guys. So make sure you check out youbeenwhackingoff.com. He potentially even has some new candles out there. Not sure if they're 100% if they're ready to go or we tested them, but
two of them are.
Two of them are ready to go. Check them out. youbeenwhackingoff.com. Hit up the shop. He's got some candles. BrandonJMcDermott.com. He's got all sorts of stuff as well. Check him out on the social medias. If you want, if you don't, that's cool too. Thank you to the friend of the show, Deluxe Edition Network. You can check them out and the podcast of the month, Copper John's Beard Company, friend of the show. We all have codes. If you don't know them, then you probably have never bought from Copper John's. And what are you doing to your beard? Booze Veteran, all those good ones. A lot of things we're thankful for, and I'm thankful for you two dudes taking some time out of your busy day. Can't thank you guys enough. This was fun. What do you think? We'll do it again next week?
Let's absolutely.
Hell yeah. All right, be good to your wieners. Keep your sticks on the ice. That's all I got. You guys got anything else?
I love you.
Oh, well, I love you too.
I wasn't scared to throw it back.
I love it. Sometimes people make it awkward. I throw it right back. I'm not scared. Brandon, stop making eye contact with us. Okay.
My eyes are up here, sir.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.